Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for a consultation that is sure to be unlike any other that I've done in the past. Are you ready? Great. Let's begin. How are you doing? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, fabulous, because you've been nothing but so special and wonderful to all the people around you, treating people with care, love, and understanding, and really helping your fellow mankind with the best you possible. And I want to let you know that that's appreciated by me and by God, and God is rewarding you for your tireless efforts and your giving heart, because he sees you. And so let me tell you, you deserve a round of applause. Yay! Keep on doing what you're doing, because you make God look great, and I really am proud of you. So today's show, I decided that I will let you know what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks and where I'm going forward in terms of my personal crusade in the mental health arena, and why I'm involved the way I am with the National Alliance and the Mentally Ill, and also how I progressed over the last 2 years and where I'm at now. So you might be saying, Lady Charmaine, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the fact that, as you may or may not know, I have been diagnosed with the condition bipolar disorder. And in recent times, you have heard a lot about this condition with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Jackson's niece, Yashi Brown, coming to the forefront with being diagnosed with this disease. And so today I thought it'd be a great opportunity to let you know what having bipolar looks like. As you can see, it could happen to anybody of any social and economic status, people who are accomplished as well as those who are not, and that, you know, you can be successful and still be healthy. And that sometimes you may relapse, but you just keep on getting up like it is with anything else. And I wanted to let you know an update of my testimony that I had done on November 2009, because that's when I first came out of the psych ward having had a relapse and one of the most tragic and traumatic experiences with this disease. And I shared with you on Taboo Talk some of the things that had happened. And now I want to let you know just overall the real story, the beginning, middle, and end, and going forward, so you can see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that there's a point to it all. Sometimes when you're going through something, you say, Lord, why am I going through? You know, why is this happening to me? And, you know, is there a breakthrough for me? Will it get better? And I'm here to tell you that God can and will use your trials to be your greatest testimony, so that you can help others come closer to him and to give him glory and to let them know that God is able to deliver you from any circumstance, any situation, and to make you better off than you were before 100 times over. So I wrote an article called Do I Look Like I'm Bipolar? And this article is going to be circulated nationwide, actually globally, to bring awareness around the issue of bipolar and to also position me as someone who is a mental health advocate and living successfully with the disease. So I'm going to share with you pieces from the article. The article is posted on my website, LadyCharmaineDay.com, underneath my blog, One Step from Insanity. You can see the full article there. But I want to share with you the most crucial parts about it so that I can do some education and enlightenment for you. Okay, so about the article. Do I look like I'm bipolar? There are many stereotypes that exist about what bipolar disorder is, i.e. an unsuccessful, unaccomplished, and deranged person. I don't fit the profile of what someone who is bipolar can accomplish or looks like. I'm a 40-year-old African-American woman who holds a bachelor's degree from Cornell University, a master's degree from Columbia University, and over 20 years of Fortune 50 and nonprofit human resources experience. These days, I'm a mental health advocate, an ordained pastor, have a Christian blog talk show called Taboo Talk, and have authored and published 4 books, including my autobiography, Size 7.5, Welcome Out of My Shoes, and One Step from Insanity, Actual Words in the Psych Ward, wherein I detail my descent into mental illness. And while I may not look like I'm bipolar, I too, because of this diagnosis, have been stigmatized, demonized, misunderstood, underestimated, marginalized, and called crazy. Because of this, I'm writing this article to educate others in this disease and to minimize the stigma that surrounds the condition. My descent into madness. So how did my journey with bipolar begin? For starters, I suffered a lot of abuse in my life. From age 0 to 5, I had been physically and mentally abused by my father. Then from age 5 to 9, I was repeatedly raped and mentally abused by my stepfather. In 1996, I found myself in a marriage that I felt was emotionally, mentally, and sexually abusive. By 1997, I wanted out of the but my religious beliefs and sense of not wanting to fail wouldn't allow me to leave. I felt depressed, isolated, dead, and empty inside. And so one day, everything sped up. I said and did very bizarre things, acting totally outside of myself. I literally thought I was Wonder Woman. Everything started running on nanoseconds, and I could just do about anything that came into my mind at the speed of light. Finally, after I was disruptive at both in my workplace and in my graduate program at Columbia University, my family admitted me to the psychiatric ward at my local hospital, where I spent 2 weeks and was diagnosed with having bipolar disorder. What I had been experiencing was called mania, or a manic episode. Mania is the word that best describes the activated phase of bipolar disorder. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, symptoms of mania may include an elated or happy mood, or an irritable, angry, unpleasant mood, increased physical and mental activity and energy, racing thoughts, and flight of ideas, increased talking, more rapid speech than normal, ambitious, often grandiose plans, risk-taking, impulsive activity such as spending sprees, sexual indiscretion, alcohol abuse, and decreased sleep without experiencing fatigue. From my long road ahead, from 1997 to 2009, the medications prescribed to me were being dispensed in an incorrect combination and dosage to help me. As a result, I suffered with severe side effects that included drooling, staring off into space, weight gain, loss of sexual desire, hand tremors, loss of long-term memory, the inability to color coordinate, and hospitalization in 2002 and 2005. In 2007, I left the human resources profession to pursue my passions of Christian consulting, writing, radio, television, and publishing full-time. Between 2007 and 2009, I became an ordained pastor, started my radio and television show, Taboo Talk, released a CD single on iTunes, published the 3 books I had written during my time on the psych ward, had a couple of book signings, and was also inducted into Barnes & Noble's Hall of Fame for the 3 books I had authored. Also during this 2-year period, I became a mental health advocate and presenter for the National Alliance on Mental Illness in our Own Voice program. Minister and rapper Curtis Blow asked me to head up his hip-hop church in New York. On January 15, 2009, publicist Terry Williams invited me to give my personal testimony about living with mental illness during her open book on Broadway, for which I received great reviews. Simultaneously on Taboo Talk, it was being heard throughout the world, and I had a dedicated Facebook fan page and friends following my daily words of wisdom. You know, everything was going great until I relapsed because my medication dosage was, again, not working for me, which resulted in me having another manic episode. However, during this particular manic episode, I exhibited behaviors that were totally contrary to my personality. I was espousing irrational ideas, speaking untruths, having racing thoughts, speaking without ceasing, and darting about rapidly. I also had delusional thoughts. One morning in April, I awoke to the thought that someone was trying to kill me and that I was the queen of Egypt. I said horrific things about people on my company website, Facebook fan page, Twitter, and emails, and hosted two radio shows that were incoherent and purely insane. I even summoned the police to my home, but they did not come. Then, to make matters really worse, I walked out of my apartment completely naked, clad slowly in a wig and slippers. I walked naked down the streets of my neighborhood and into my favorite local restaurant, where I told the wait staff they were fired, and used the proprietor's telephone to call the police. This time they came and promptly carted me off to the psychiatric ward. I was on lockdown in the psych ward from April to July 2009. While there, my home was burglarized, and someone sprayed paint and graffiti on the wall near my apartment with an arrow leading to my door that read, "I am bipolar." I was publicly stigmatized. By August 2009, as you know, I was back doing my Taboo Talk radio show, conducting National Alliance of Mental Illness in On Voice program presentations, and I started a new Facebook fan page called Lady Charmaine Day Bits of Wisdom, Teachings, Inspiration, and Notes. In December 2009, Naomi submitted my name to the producers of the Dr. Oz Show, who were doing a segment about the five warning signs of depression. After sharing my life story with the producers, I appeared on the December 16, 2009, that featured a panel of seven women who overcame their symptoms of depression. I was assigned to discuss weight gain as a warning sign of depression. In 2010, Naomi asked me to be a state trainer for their Inner Own Voice program. They flew me to St. Louis, where I became certified to train presenters on how to conduct successful Inner Own Voice presentations. I facilitated two training sessions that year and graduated over 40 new NAMI presenters. My Facebook fan page grew to over 500 members, and my Facebook friends counted soared to over 1,400, and I was reunited with my high school sweetheart, Warren Benjamin, via Facebook in March 2010. In February 2011, I released my fourth book, Trinkets Wisdom for Everyday Living, and in May 2011, I was inducted into NAMI's Hall of Fame for my significant contribution to their Inner Own Voice program. Living with bipolar disorder and looking ahead. One crucial lesson that I've learned during this journey is that bipolar does not discriminate. It can happen to anyone of any race, religion, or socioeconomic status, to people who are brilliant and well-educated, as well as those who struggle with math. In the psych wards where I've been, I've witnessed all types of people in recovery from this illness. Because bipolar does have a genetic link, others in my family have also been diagnosed with the disease. My mother, Mrs. Arlene Day, was diagnosed as being bipolar in 2004, 7 years after me, in her late 50s. She has been an untreated, undiagnosed manic depressive person since I was a child, which explains her eccentric behavior and some of the unfortunate and traumatic events that I've experienced during my childhood. Like me, she has also become a mental health advocate and NAMI Inner Own Voice presenter and was inducted into the NAMI Hall of Fame for her Inner Own Voice presentations in May 2011. My mother has been one of my greatest supporters, uplifting me without fail and never forsaking me, even when I was at my worst and it was too painful for her to bear. You know, it took me years to learn to love and like myself and accept every part of me, including the fact that I have a mental illness, and to realize that I'm still made in God's image and that He does not make mistakes. This has moved me to have compassion and unconditional love for myself, and I have been kinder to myself ever since. I now also provide moral support and encouragement to others through my books, motivational speeches, Taboo Talk radio show, Facebook fan page, website, and private consultations. More importantly, I have forgiven everyone, including myself, for my past transgressions. I have also learned, and now want to share, that insanity is denying who you are and tying yourself to image to everything but what matters most, you. Without a true vision of who you are internally dead, empty, without hope and purpose. When you know who and whose you are, life really begins to unfold. Since human beings are comprised of a body, mind, and spirit, all three must be taken care of and into account when managing any kind of illness, but especially bipolar disorder. I have learned that with living with a mental illness, you must take care of your body with proper nutrition, exercise, rest, and vitamin supplements. You must also work very closely with your medical provider to secure the best possible treatment. This includes educating yourself about available treatment methods and medications for your condition and articulating any side effects you may experience to your doctor immediately so that he or she can make dosage adjustments as necessary. Regarding your spirit, I have learned from experience that being spiritually grounded will help get you through the darkest days you will face living with a mental illness. Know that you can achieve spiritual health by praying consistently, reading your scriptures and books on your faith, and by meditating to quiet your mind so that you can achieve spiritual balance. You also need to nurture your mind by reading positive affirmation, listening to uplifting music, and by only watching television shows that espouse and promote healthy ideas that can teach you new things and help you to expand your horizons. Finally, by helping others, you will also make yourself feel good as you are making a contribution to society and at the same time stimulating your mind. According to NAMI, an accurate diagnosis, most people can have optimal level of wellness with bipolar disorder. However, medication is an essential element of the successful treatment of the illness. These days, I diligently take my medication, which includes a mood stabilizer, an antipsychotic, and antidepressant. I also see my psychiatrist regularly and am visited in my home once a week by an intensive case manager. It has been 2 years, praise God, since my last relapse. I attribute my success on the road to recovery to a combination of the right medications, an informed doctor, my intensive case manager, my faith, a loving family, and equally supportive friends who all serve as my support system. I have bipolar disorder, and while I may not look like I'm bipolar, I have experienced a negative side effect of this disease. I feel it's time for me to use my voice, knowledge, and personal experiences to empower those living with bipolar disorder and other mental illnesses, and to educate society at large about bipolar disorder in order to destigmatize and address misconceptions surrounding the diagnosis. And I certainly plan to do my part. So that's the article. And what I plan on doing is sharing my story across this globe to let people know that you can survive mental illness, that, yeah, sometimes you may have a relapse, but you can recover from it and still be successful and make a significant contribution to society. And so please, I encourage you to join me in my quest to get this word out. If you or your organization want to learn more about it or have a presentation done, please contact me. I can be reached through my website, LadyCharmaineDay.com, or at 347-602-6234. I'm willing to come out and do presentations. I have workshops where I help people build up their mind, body, and spirit, called Sanity Workshops. And I have a lot of knowledge that I've accumulated from 1997 to now in learning how to cope and be successful in living with this diagnosis. And so, you know, the thing that I want to share with you is that when you get a mental illness, some people go, oh, my God, that's the worst thing that could happen to me. I'll never recover. I'll never get better. Everybody's going to treat me horribly. You know, people are going to call me names and look down on me. And you can believe that, and you could sit there and feel self-pity, or you can empower yourself to get help, get educated, become an advocate, and do the things to empower yourself to be healthy. Because, see, let me tell you something. When you are right spiritually on the correct medications for your brain body and are feeding your mind positive thoughts and affirmations, you can only be one thing, which is healthy, sane, and happy. And you can have that. Let me tell you, I look back over the span of my life, and I am 100 times better now than I was before this diagnosis happened to me, because it forced me to get well. It forced me to get my mind straight. It forced me to deal with the abuse that I had suffered. It forced me to forgive those who had done wrong to me and to let go of the baggage that I had been carrying around. Because, see, you can't be all convoluted and on medication and going through changes at the same time. It just doesn't work, people. So, you know, when I let all the things that were bothering me come to rest, I felt fine. Now, you know, religion often doesn't talk about mental illness. You know, I'm one of the few pastors that has come forward and says, my name is Lady Charmaine Day and I have bipolar disorder. Do you know of any other pastor out there saying that they have a mental illness? No. Oftentimes, people who are in religious positions say that you're possessed by demons or you could be healed of it it's just something in your mind, you're imagining it. When you have a real mental condition, a real issue that needs proper treatment. And so I'm proud of the fact that that God has given me a voice to speak and a platform to reach people and say, let me tell you something. If you feel depressed, clinically depressed, take your meds. Okay, part of my coping strategies and my medication is I take an antidepressant. You know, because, see, I suffer from depression. Bipolar, another name for it, is manic depression. I've shared with you the mania sign, but when I'm not manic, I'm depressed. So I take an antidepressant. You know, if you need to take an antidepressant, take your antidepressant and keep getting up. You know, one of the things that I learned is that it's treatable. Mental illness is treatable. It's an imbalance of the brain, a chemical imbalance of the brain. You take your medicine, you feel better. It gets better. And if it doesn't feel better, then you have to find the right medication for you that minimizes the side effects and helps you to get well. So let me tell you, there is hope. There is a good life for you. You deserve it. And don't be afraid to reach out and get the help. Whether I just talked about bipolar because that's my personal experience, but whether you're suffering from clinical depression or schizophrenia or obsessive compulsive disorder or panic attacks or whatever your mental illness is, seek help, seek treatment, and also don't socially isolate yourself. Continue to go to your friends and family and let them show you love because they do love you, they do care about you, and you're still the same person, you know. You just have to be aware of the fact that you have an issue and you just need to deal with it. And as long as you're getting help, everything's fine. So I just wanted to share with you that I'm taking this to the next level. I have for the last 3 years, no, 4 years now, 8, 9, 10, 11. For the last 4 years, I've been doing presentations and outreach through the National Alliance of the Mentally Ill. I'm going to continue to do that. But you'll see me do more and more on my radio show and also doing presentations at organizations and on media outlets and spreading this article. Listen, if you have a place where this article can be reprinted, a place where I can come and do a presentation or a workshop, please get in contact with me because, see, I want to get out there and really get my face in front of this issue so that people know that there is someone with a spiritual background who can see light at the end of the tunnel and who's lived it, walked it, and willing to talk about it in a realistic manner and who's not just talking about problems. Because you know what? Do you realize how, and it's taboo talk, so I can keep it real. A lot of times people come up and they tell you, oh, I got this issue, I got this issue. But they don't ever talk to you about solution. As you notice in my article, I talked to you about the fact that, yes, I had this condition. I told you what I did and all the nonsense, but I also told you about how to treat your mind, body, and spirit with physical exercise, eating right, nutrition, taking your medication, by building up your spirit, by building up your mind. I went into all of that just now, and I gave solution. So I didn't leave you with the problem, only I taught problem solution. And that's how I try and do on Taboo Talk as well. As you may have noticed, I'll bring up a problem, talk solution, because, see, that's what I believe in. Well, I just want to thank you for tuning in and listening to me today. Thank you in advance for spreading the word that Lady Charmaine Day is a mental health advocate as well as a pastor and a motivational speaker, and that she's willing to talk for real and honest about her experiences to build people up, to educate and empower them, whether they have a mental illness or not, so that they can have healthy, happy, and sane lives. Because in this world that we live in, everybody's living one step from insanity. So in the meantime, if you want to learn more about what I'm doing, go to my website, which is LadyCharmaineDay.com. You can see this article in its entirety on underneath my blog, One Step from Insanity. If you like to support the ministry, you can buy a book or a T-shirt or a DVD. You know, there's so many disasters going on in the world. Before it was Japan, then before that it was Haiti. Now we have things going on in Oklahoma. You know, I'm just going to say $2 of my books will just go to the donation to the American Red Cross for disaster relief, and that's what I believe in. So as you buy books from me, I will continue to make donations to the Red Cross for disaster relief, because our brothers and sisters around the globe need our help. So please continue to buy and help me raise funds to give to the American Red Cross, because helping others is something I believe in. And lastly, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to let you know that I pray for you every day, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you very much, because you're an answer to a prayer for positive people who are uplifting, loving, and giving, who I can nurture and develop and help grow with spiritual food for their soul, so that their mind, body, and spirit is being developed in a positive way with positive messages, so you can go about your way happy, healthy, and whole. So let me tell you, I appreciate you. Again, you're prayed for, cared for, thought about, and, you know, if you haven't already, leave me a message on my Facebook fan page. Let me know what you're thinking, if you have any prayer requests. You can find out the link to my Facebook fan page through my website, LadyCharmaineDay.com. That's www.LadyCharmaineDay.com, LadyCharmaineDay.com. And there you'll see information linking you to all the places that I am and things that I'm doing. So again, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Thank you in advance for spreading the article around. And if you find it helpful, let me know what you think. Send me an email letting me know if this information was helpful to you, if you were touched by my story, because that encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing. And thank you for your support. And stay blessed, stay special, and goodbye.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.